This is Sean McCord. It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. I am in the Filmmakers Lounge, the lovely downtown mall, and I have here three voices, various roles in a short film called Waking Marshall Walker, which is going to screen as part of the Short Narrative Films tomorrow, Sunday, 1:30 at It's Sunday at 1:30 at the Dickinson Center. Go around and introduce yourselves. Hi. And who you are.
I'm Giorgio Litt. I'm the co-writer, co-executive producer, and one of the actors in Waking Marshall Walker.
Excellent. Tom.
Hi, this is Tom Canalicchio, co-writer and co-executive producer.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Richard Warner, and I portrayed Marshall Walker, and I am Giorgio's professor here at the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so co-executive producer, co-writer, let's start with that.
Sure.
Talk about the genesis of the film.
The genesis. Well, it was sort of a nexus
and,
of...
Feel free to get closer. Yeah.
It was really a nexus of three events, the most important of which was a phone call that I had gotten from a friend of mine who was standing in the house of her recently deceased mother, where the most notable thing about the conversation was the regret in her voice that it was too late. And since that moment, I and my co-writer have been obsessed with the idea of what if it's never too late, even at that final moment, what if it's not too late to make a simple change that has ripples throughout your own life and the life of your friends and your family.
Interesting. Tony, you want to lean in and talk about co-writing?
Yeah, absolutely. And Giorgio asked me to collaborate on this project. We'd certainly talked about our interest in film and acting since we were students together at the University of Virginia, where Giorgio majored in drama and I majored in English Lit. So as interested in film as I always was really eager and enthusiastic about collaborating with him to help shape the story and work over several months to finish a draft and begin sharing it with people. And then a few months down the road from there, we figured out how to get the film actually made and move forward with it. And we had the wonderful fortune of Richard Warner being willing to work with us on it. And now we're here. We're really happy to have it back in Charlottesville for the film festival.
Well, that sounds like a toss if ever I heard one. Richard, you want to talk about getting involved with the film?
You probably hear this a lot. What's the best way of doing films? You do them with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
What's even better, doing with your former students, now lifelong friends. Labor of Love from University of Virginia. We should mention that our leading lady is Sarah Drew. Who's now on Grey's Anatomy, has been on Evergreen, and another former student. So, and my wife Judith Reagan is in it too. So it was really, truly that kind of family that really got us going. And beyond that, they wrote a beautiful role for me. It's a challenging, wonderful role. And I think people want to see this film because it is. We've had wonderful, touching things. That wonderful thing that happened in one of the film festivals we went to, where a woman came up, an older woman, up to Giorgio and said, "I'm going home right now. I'm calling my father." And that was a really beautiful thing to hear, because that's the point of this very sweet film about a generation of people trying to keep it together. And I think that's what's admirable about this first film from these two guys.
That's actually on the poster. This film will make you want to call your dad.
Well, a comment that we've gotten quite a lot as we've been fortunate enough to tour the country and other continents as well, is that people have been surprised and touched by the fact that a story as weighty as this is has come from young folk. And that's something that I think both myself and Tom and my co-directors, Bjorn Thorstadt and Gabriel Barron, worked really hard to identify something that's universally true. One's connection to other people on the planet, for lack of a better description, truly becomes the most important thing in one's life.
Well, so now you mentioned, Tom, that you've been taking this around to other festivals. Has this been on the festival circuit?
Yeah, we currently played at or about to play at 30 festivals. And
wow.
So actually this very weekend we're playing on on two continents. We're in a festival in Italy, as well as three other states, Ohio, Florida, and I forget the third one right
Michigan,
now.
East
Michigan
Lansing,
just closed.
And
so,
Oregon.
So we've tried to spread it around as much as possible, and we've really been enthused at the reception of it, and we've been attempting to go to as many of the festivals as we've been able to. So we've been able to, you know, go in person, connecting with those audiences and doing Q&As after the screenings has really been a real pleasure to hear firsthand from people, like the story Richard mentioned earlier, of just getting asked these very insightful questions and hearing that people were moved by this, and that was what we set out to do from very early on, and hoped that it would touch people.
Film is Waking Marshall Walker. It's screening as part of the Short Narrative Films Sunday at 1:30 at the Dickinson Center. Where can people go to find out more about this film and more about future projects that the two of you may be working on?
Sure. You can visit our website at www.wakingmarshallwalker.com.
Mm-hmm.
All lowercase, no dots or dashes or any other symbols. You can also go to the Facebook page, which actually might have more information as far as upcoming screenings, mm-hmm, and future projects, which is facebook.com/wakingmarshallwalker. No dots, dashes, hyphens. But we would love to share a bit of good news that first and foremost on our mind right now is the development of this project into a feature film.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And do you have an actor in mind, or would that be awkward too?
That's on the business side of things, and I think any screenwriter will tell you that you never cast it until you've written it.
That's very good. Richard Warner, this is your name has come up yesterday when we were talking about. What the heck is the name of the film?
Farewell Stringy.
Thank you. Farewell of Stringy. So are you going to continue to do these short films of students and former students?
I sure hope so. I mean, it truly is an honor to be asked by. I'm sure everyone can place themselves where I am right now. What an honor and a thrill to work with your former students. They want to come back and work with you and to offer you just beautiful roles. Farewell Old Stringy has another beautiful role that I'm playing. And what I'd like to say is I've been at it for a pretty long time. I'm the old guy here. And I've been at it for a pretty long time. And what these two guys have done is a study of what young filmmakers should do. It's all about pure hustle. There's a reason why this film is in 30 film-plus film festivals, mm-hmm, and it was because of their extra effort, the second effort, the third effort to really contact people, and it really is a study of what a good small film can do. I mean, what's that all about? So if I can continue to do it, I'd be happy to, and I'm hoping I work with these guys sometime soon.
Well, I'd also like to add one more thing. It would be anything but the truth to not say that this film was written for the two of these folks, for Sarah Drew and for Richard Warner. We wrote these characters hoping that they would accept and that they would do it. And we're lucky enough to say that happened.
Well, that is awesome. Well, the film, one more time, is Waking Marshall Walker. It's 15 minutes short. It screens as part of the Short Narrative Films Sunday at 1:30 p.m. in the Dickinson Center. Giorgio, Tom, I hope we have you back here for the feature-length version of the film.
I certainly hope so.
And Richard, that we continue to see you in more films at the Virginia Film Festival.
Thank you. I'm hoping that'll happen. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thank you all for stopping by.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.